March 25th. On this day in 1634, roughly 200 settlers from England waded ashore from the Potomac River and onto the dry land of their new home, Maryland. Founder Cecilius Calvert, like so many others, was seeking religious freedoms in America that he could not find at home. But while most dissidents were divided between the Moors of Protestantism, Calvert, also called Lord Baltimore, was Catholic. So, as Pennsylvania became a haven for Quakers and Rhode Island a haven for independent Protestants, Maryland became a haven for Catholics. All three colonies shared a common trait of welcoming other religions too, mostly out of practicality. Simple practicality, though, can go a long way when reduced theocracies allow freedom of thought to flourish. Property rights, freedom to trade, and general prosperity inevitably follow. Though Maryland's history wasn't quite as peaceful as Lord Baltimore hoped it would be, the standard had been set. Religious freedom was the path to happiness and wealth, and one day, all the country would follow its example. If you enjoyed today's episode, there's more where that came from, so be sure to like and subscribe. Until tomorrow, this is Emily reminding you that freedom in the history of somewhere is how we get to freedom everywhere.